Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and we are here to help you craft an incredible life and find peace and joy. How? By testing the fences of life over here constantly and reporting out on it. This podcast takes the blog quite a bit further. And if you have questions, you can send them in to questions@koabd.com. That's questions@koabd.com. I will try to answer them here in the podcast. Might just write you back. Either way, you'll hear from me. You can also register at katherinecolleen.com and chat with me directly. So today we're talking about a couple of things. We're talking about a master list of life's most common issues. And we're also going to be talking about methods to try to help you find your purpose or tweak your purpose or help direct it a little bit, figure out what you want to do with this life. So first of all, a master list of life's most common issues. So I'm in this online group and it's global and it has amazing representation. And somebody asked once, what is the one challenge you're trying to overcome right now? It was a really good question. And there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of responses from a population many times over large enough to be statistically significant. So I got really obsessive about it and I combed through them all. And I was noticing that there were a lot of repeats. And we kind of figure that, you know, hey, we're all human. We all kind of go through the same stuff. But I always kind of figured there would be cultural differences or financial differences. I don't know what I expected. But the lesson here that what I found was that we as humans face exactly the same challenges as each other. And comparatively, there just aren't that many. So think about it. There are billions of people on the planet, and we encounter in our lives less than 60 different challenges. Now, granted, some of them are really, really hard. But worldwide, regardless of your financial status, your social status, your country, your politics, or any other factor, if you're dealing with a challenge, and we all are, there's a 99% chance that it's on this list. Now, I'm not going to read them all out for you, but I put them in categories: mental challenges, emotional challenges, physical challenges, social challenges, financial challenges, and then what I call whole life challenges. Things like divorce or addiction or self-sabotage, that they take over everything. They are social, financial, physical, mental, all at the same time. But there's less than 60. This is great. I feel like I've got my hands around 99% of the challenges that people encounter. Or in other words, I think this list gives us a really good grip on the challenges that the overwhelming majority of people on this planet will deal with over the course of their lives. And that's exciting. Because that means if we pooled our experiences and learned from each other, we could create something that looks like a manual for life's challenges. I freaking love that idea. So that's something I will work on in the future. But that's pretty great. So I don't care who you are. I don't care what country you're from. I don't care what your socioeconomic status is. I don't care what your political status is. I don't care what your religion is. Whatever you're dealing with, it's on this list, and we've all have dealt with it or have dealt with some of them or have some insight. And the beautiful thing about the internet is we can solve this. Now that's awesome. So if you want to see the list, get over to the website, katherinecolleen.com, go to the observation section and look at the article called Challenges, a Master List of Life's Most Common Issues. So that's pretty great. Now, one of the challenges on that list is finding your purpose. This is a nice challenge to have. Not all the challenges are bad. Parenthood is also on the list. That's a challenge, not a bad one. Well, it depends on the day, I suppose. So finding your purpose, trying to find your mission in this life. We all get to this point, and if you're listening to this podcast, you're already there. So welcome, friend. We get to this point where we feel like there's something more. And usually part of that something more is we feel like we've got some higher purpose than whatever we're currently working on. There's this dissatisfaction, this antsiness in what we're doing with our life, and we want to try to find our mission, our unique mission, our unique purpose in this world. This is a frustrating challenge until you figure it out, but it's a really exciting challenge to undertake. Now, finding your purpose or your mission in life is not easy precisely because it's unique to you. You cannot look at a lot of other people, like a menu of options, and expect to find your purpose there. In fact, when you look at others and you look at their purpose or their mission, what you're actually looking at is a list of what your purpose is not. So, because your purpose will be actually a little bit of a tweak on something, a little bit different, but different how, right? What you're actually trying to do is invent a task or a vocation or a mission that is completely new to this world. You've never seen anything exactly like it, and neither has anyone else. And that's hard because we're not necessarily brought up to think that way. But you're certainly capable. Now, there are a lot of neat methods out there for finding your unique purpose, and I think I have tried them all. And I really enjoy them. It's kind of fun. If you think you've already got your unique purpose or your gift, your mission to this world, this can be a lot of fun to verify that. Obviously, you can bias these, so you need to be really honest with yourself. But my best advice would be to try them all until you find one that works for you. You spot a pattern. It's not like this one thing is going to give you the answer, right? I would try them all and then look at your results as a whole, all together, and start to think to yourself, what can I do in this world that I'm uniquely suited to do that is a little bit different and a little bit unique and would make a big difference? So I'm going to talk about a bunch of different methods. I think about 7 different methods, and then how you can kind of put them all together. So there's a lot of good methods out there. So the first one I want to talk about is free flow writing. So free flow writing is where you get a blank piece of paper, or you pull up a blank note on your phone or computer, whichever will allow you to get the ideas down the fastest. The idea is to write fast. And you start by asking yourself, what is my purpose? Or what is my mission in life? Then write whatever comes to mind. Just start listing and keep listing and writing ideas about what your mission might be or what your purpose might be. And just let it flow quickly, quickly, quickly. Don't take time to think about it, because you want it to just flow out of you. And you'll notice that you kind of start to narrow in on something. You'll be kind of wide-ranging in the beginning, and then you'll start to kind of narrow in. So you want to write whatever comes to mind and keep going until you get to something that makes you cry, or at least makes you tear up. An emotional response is the key that you have spotted the right answer, or at least something close to the right answer. So that's free flow writing. That was probably the hardest for me, because I felt like I was, might have been biasing it a little bit. But it was actually really useful. Okay, the second method, I call it intersections. So in the intersections method, you write down 4 separate lists, not just 2, but 4. One is what you're good at. The second thing you're going to write a list of is what you enjoy, right? Write down all the things you enjoy. The third thing you're going to write about is what the world needs. What do you think from your perspective that the world needs? Remember, this is not from somebody else's perspective. You and your experience, what do you think the world needs the most? That's number three. And number four is what you can get paid for. And what you're looking for is something that you're good at, you enjoy, the world needs it, and you can get paid for it. So your purpose or mission in life is what lies at the intersection of these four things. Now, I kind of don't necessarily agree with the idea that your purpose in life is necessarily linked to an income. So I really question that fourth column of what you can get paid for. I really do. I suspect that the idea of being able to be paid for it suggests that it has value to society at large, and I would kind of focus on the fact that it has value to society rather than you could necessarily get paid for it. But if you're doing this exercise because you want a new career and you're not yet financially free, then yes, I would include the getting paid part of it, because there is a point, there's a phase of your life where that matters. Okay, so that's the intersections method. So now let's take a look at the what have you always done method. So in the what have you always done method, you look back from childhood until now and ask yourself, what have you always done? When nobody's looking, when you're not getting paid for it, right? What must you do because you cannot imagine not doing it? What activities are at the core of your being and always have been? What did you do for fun as a kid when you're just goofing around by yourself? And you still do it today. I am making the wild assumption here that everybody listening is at least a teenager and probably quite a bit older. So what have you just always done because you just kind of have to do it? That can be very insightful. Okay, so that's the what have you always done method. The next method is a skills assessment. And this is really kind of an interesting way to do it. If you can ask people that you trust and who would tell you honestly to list the skills that you are really, really, really good at. And so what you want to do is you want to ask someone that you really would trust to be super honest with you and ask them what you are better at than anybody else. What is the one thing, if they had to put it into one thing, put it into words, that you are just so freaking good at? And that can be hugely insightful. So you take, you know, your top 3 to 5 answers that you get, and you ask yourself, which of these best skills gives you joy? And you may hear from these people things that you never imagined, that you didn't realize you were really good at. But which of these best skills gives you joy? And how can you double down on those skills or combine those skills and invest in those skills and become stellar at those skills? Because regardless what your purpose or mission is, skills will be required to carry it out. And whatever your purpose or mission is, your skills will be very suited towards that. So it can be a really great pointer for you. So that's the skills assessment method. So the next method I want to talk about is the Simon Sinek method. If you have not looked up Simon Sinek, that's S-I-N-E-K. He's fantastic. Absolutely. I love his blunt nature. So this is his method for finding your purpose. He says, call a small number of your closest friends, those people that have known you for a long time. And for each of them, you want to ask them, why are you my friend? And they may have a hard time And they may need to think about it to really get to the heart of it. They may just give you crap at the start and be like, because you're a dork, right? And so that, yeah, keep you around. But keep digging. And they'll eventually have an epiphany about how you make them feel. Or some other thing that you do for their internal self. And this could be anything from, you know, oh, when you're around, I just feel really calm. Or when you're around, I feel really good about myself. Or I feel smart because you're such a dork, right? But dig down to it. What is it that you make them feel or you make them believe? And that is going to be a key that you can leverage into purpose and mission and vocation. Because this is the value that you bring to humanity. And your longtime friends can tell you what that is. So that's going to be an important component. So then Tony Robbins has a method. The Tony Robbins method. Tony Robbins has a lot of very insightful methods for everything. And this is no exception. And so it goes like this. When you were young, say 3 to 5 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up? And why? Why did you want to be that? Go back and be your 3-year-old self, your 4-year-old self, your 5-year-old self. What did you want to be when you grew up and why? Then fast forward when you were a teenager, 13 years old, 14, 15. What did you want to be when you grew up for a career? And why? Why did you want to be that? Because it probably changed in there. Then when you were in your 20s, right? Fast forward another 10 years, 23, 24, 25. What did you want to be for a career? And why? Not what were you actually doing for a career. What did you want to be doing for a career? And why? Go to your 30s. Go to your 40s, go to your 50s, keep going until you reach present day. And then focus not on what you wanted to be necessarily, but focus on why. And when you string all the whys together from your 3-year-old self and your 13-year-old self and your 23-year-old self and your 33-year-old self, when you string the whys together, there's going to be a pattern. And can you combine them into one purpose or mission or vocation? This method was huge for me. Huge. It was really, really useful. So I recommend it. Okay. So the last method that I've got for you is what I call the sit down, shut up, and listen method. So in this method, you simply ask for the answer from the universe. And it is delivered to you. This is also called meditation. It's called prayer. Or as Jesse Elder puts it, it's cosmic Google. I love that. Anything you want to know is already out there. Whatever your mission is, whatever your purpose is, it's already out there. And the universe wants you to find it. So when all else fails, just sit down. Be very quiet. Quiet your mind. Ask what it is and listen until it comes. So you want to find a place where you can be alone and you'll be guaranteed to be undisturbed for a period of time. Let's say somewhere between 15 minutes and an hour. Put your phone on airplane mode. Get all your typical distractions as far away from you as possible. Sit down. Quiet your mind by listening to the silence intently, because that's where the answer is coming. And ask your question. In this case, what is my mission or what is my purpose? Wait patiently for the answer. Keep listening to the silence and write it down exactly as you hear it. Don't stop to interpret it. Write it down word for word. And don't dismiss it. Think about how it fits in with what you got from the other methods. So let me remind you that your result from these methods is not going to look exactly like anything that you've seen before. So if it looks exactly like something that someone else does, you need to be more specific and carry out your mission in a more unique way. Buy a new method or just give it some sort of a little twist. Get creative and don't let society's rules steer you away from your true answer. So let me give you an example. Here is what I found when I used these methods. And it was putting them all together that really, like, oh, I get it, right? Okay, so the first method, free flow writing. What I ended up with was four things: creator, curator, connector, catalyst. Now, these were very exciting for me and elicited an emotional response. So I knew I was kind of in the right direction, but that's not super specific. But I'm like, okay, that's kind of a lot. That does sound like me. These are things I want to be doing. Okay. So my second method, what have you always done? Well, what I've always done, even when I was a kid, what did I do for fun when I was alone? Writing, journaling, poetry, songwriting, art. I would literally sit there as a child and think about the universe and how it all works. Seeking scientific proof and taking it further with new ideas. I did this, I kid you not, as a 3-year-old, as an 8-year-old, as a 13-year-old. I've just always done it. So then skills assessment. When I asked people who would be honest with me, what are my skills? The answer I got was researching and combining the latest on any subject from the perspectives of art, music, and philosophy, and science, kind of all the different perspectives. And then taking that and inspiring new ideas and new understanding and practical tactics that I can actually use. So that was cool. And I thought, oh, okay, this is working. So the Simon Sinek method. Apparently people want to hang out with me because I make them feel at peace and give them perspective, which I did not realize I did. So that was pretty exciting. The Tony Robbins method. When I was 3 to 5 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be at peace. Not kidding. Why? Because I never was. And that made the world a scary place, but I thought maybe it was really a beautiful place if I could find peace. And these are the thoughts that went through my head when I was 3 years old. Not kidding. As a teenager, I told everyone that I wanted to be a chemical engineer, but that was because I wanted my parents to love me and be happy with me. And they liked that, technical careers. What I really wanted was to write songs and poems and essays about my thoughts on life and the universe, and to make art because I had a desperate need to understand this world and how life works, because then I would not be afraid of its vast uncertainty. And through these, I could find peace. In my 20s, I wanted to be a professor because I loved to teach. And specifically at the college level. Why? Because I love to teach people who want to learn. Then I wanted to work in the defense industry in my 20s because I needed the money, and also because I felt a great need to help my country in a way that I thought I uniquely could. I wanted to help people, and I wanted to teach. In my 30s, I wanted to get back to music and art because the need to make music and art would never leave me alone. I just had to do it. And the reason I have to do it is because it helps me figure things out about myself and about humanity and about life. Music and art and writing are just lenses that help me figure it out. So that's what I got from that method. So then from the sit down, shut up, and listen method, I asked, what is my mission? And the response was, peace. That is a pretty damn big answer. It doesn't you know, how exactly am I supposed to go about that? So I said, how? And the answer was, walk this path, assumedly the path I'm currently on. And I asked what will come of it. And the answer was, that would take all the fun out of it. Just keep going, work with others. So what I take from all of this is that my purpose is to give people peace by helping them understand themselves and their own development, by seeking to understand life and being human for myself, and then sharing that insight with people who want to learn, and by expressing it in essays and songs and art. So in other words, how am I going to do it? I'm going to make essays, songs, and art, but what am I going to do? I'm going to try to understand life, being human, and how we progress through the stages of understanding, and then share that with people in ways they can use from all different perspectives, from science, from music, from art, from anything I can get my hands on. Why? My why is so that you can progress for yourself and reach a stage of being at peace and know the kind of peace and joy that I have found by following the same path. That is my purpose. So that's what I get from this. And what you get will be profound. And I would love to hear what you get. So again, my recommendation is to do all of these methods. You don't have to do them all on the same day, but if you're like me, you can do that. And see how it all comes together, because each of these, no one of these methods was really it for me by itself. I took them all together, look at the pattern, see how it all fits together, and that's when it clicked. So there you go. That's how you can find your purpose. So that's enough for today. Do write me at questions@koabd.com and let me know what questions you have that I can answer for you. Would love to hear what you get from these exercises. Let's chat. You can also register at the website at katherinecolleen.com. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you next time.